The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Monday, 13th of August, start of another week, and we've got eight races for you at Ballinrobe this evening, beginning at 4:50, ending at 8:20. Lots of good races and lots of bets as well. I've had four bets here this evening, so I've been very, very busy on the morning line, trying to hoover up the prices and the value to be had, and there looks to be some decent bets flying around as well. It doesn't appear to be a strong bet in the first race, however, which comes up at 4:50 because it's a claimer over a mile and a quarter. Not too many bring solid form into the table here. Unfortunately, we've lost Dragon Girl, who would have been a very strong favourite. That probably paves the way for something that's got a little bit of track form to step up to the plate here. And the one who I quite like here, falling into that category, is Military Hill from the Ada McGuinness Stud. This five-year-old runs this track particularly well. He was third behind Rudo of France on his first visit here to this tight right-handed track back towards the back end of June. And then he came here 2-3 weeks ago and made amends in pretty impressive fashion in the end, defying a tricky draw. And he's got a tricky draw to overcome here as well this evening. Stall 14 is obviously a little bit of a burden, but I actually find sometimes the absolute complete widest draw is actually a help rather than a hindrance, because if you're drawn sometimes in the middle of the pack, you've got horses either side of you, whereas right on the outside, you get a chance of a clear run at things all the way down to the first corner. So with that in mind, I do think Shane Foley will be wise to that situation. We'll certainly look to exploit that theory in the opening contest. Around about 6-1 top price with William Hill this morning, with ground conditions in his favour and a track that he loves. Military Hill looks a sensible each-way option there in the opener. On to the 5:20 then, the filly's maiden. Best bet on the card runs here in the shape of Quinn's Red Rose, who comes here off the back of an excellent effort at the Galway Festival when last seen on the 4th of August, the Saturday of the Ballybrit 7-day bonanza. And given that this horse made virtually all the running that day, I'd certainly suggest that this filly's going to go very close to doing exactly the same here this evening. Hopefully Gary Halpin can get this filly out, just like he did at Ballybrit, because she clocked a very good speed figure in just getting nutted late on by the fast finishing and strongly fancied astronomer from the Aidan O'Brien stable. The numbers really do stack up to suggest that was a very, very good maiden. The horse that finished sixth, horse called Grasping at Straws, ran a real eye-catching race when strongly fancied down in Tipperary the other day to boost the form line. And given that he's already run, she's already run over an extended mile and a stiff track on soft ground, this sharper venue and a front-running ride should see Quinn's Red Rose very, very difficult to catch in what looks doesn't appear to be a very strong maiden in this second race. On to the 5:50. And once again, we've got a strongly fancied horse here from the Jessica Harrington Stabbity Yard in unstoppable form. And this colt hasn't been seen out since winning on soft ground at Nace towards the thick back end of last season. It couldn't have been any more impressive on that occasion. And connections have obviously had one or two issues, but they've bided their time. And hopefully that'll reap benefits from here on in for the rest of the season. He clearly wants a little bit of ease in the ground. He could actually be a nice a juvenile hurdling type as well that Jessica can do particularly well with. And with no doubts about his stamina and ability to get this trip, I'd probably just prefer him rather than go for several others who have got one or two question marks. Like Vocal Music, for instance. He's up to now only run over 7 furlongs. Burning Question. He has got a little bit of a burning question to overcome, because she just proved that dropping back here at 3 furlongs suited her better than the mile and a quarter did here when running here the last day. So I'm going to go with Still Standing here. The odds are in unstoppable form, and he's quite a likeable colt as well. On to the 6:20. I was going to say quite a competitive race looking at it on paper, but that may not turn out to be the case. We've got this perfect Tappatino in here, who could actually end up going off an odds-on chance, which breaks the golden rules of backing an odds-on chance in a handicap. But his obvious claims are there for all to see. He was having his first run for New Connection stroke handicap debut the other day at Leopardstown. He was well backed, and he was by far and away the best horse in the race, even though he didn't manage to win. He was given a held-up ride by Joe Donica O'Brien. He was a long way back. He had two behind him turning for home, and yet he managed to finish his race off so strongly and eye-catchingly that he ran on into third. Now, had he not explored an inside passage, which meant that he kept bumping into horses, dropping back in his lap, I think he'd have won that race quite comfortably. In the end, he only got beat a length. So it just shows you how well handicapped he is. He runs it off the same mark, 59. I'll be amazed if this horse doesn't win here tonight and then run up a sequence. Joseph did it with a horse early on this season called Camille, and then ended up finishing her sequence off 72. And I've got a feeling this horse is at least a mid-70s horse, if not more. So, providing he gets a clear run through tonight, I can't see how this perfect Tappatino, on the evidence of what we saw the other night, getting beat here this evening. On to the 6.50 then, and quite a trappy little maiden here. We've got one or two interesting little form lines and questions to ask, adding all up to a, like I say, what is an intriguing affair. Bit of banter's got a bit to prove here, having run badly last time out at Galway. And I've got a sneaky feeling that Jessica Harrington's other horse is by far and away the most strongly fancied and better of the two. Albeit she's been running over hurdles. She won at Punchestown 2 starts ago, beating a good field in pretty impressive fashion. He went to Galway the other day and she looked all over the winner going down to the last, only for her stamina just to ebb away on the running, having got there too soon. She's dropping back in trip here to mile 5, which should be absolutely ideal. She's a strong traveller. She loves the ground. It's hard to see her not running well here, time to get. I must admit, I thought 4-1, 9-2 this morning looked absolutely massive for a filly that's sure to go well, is in great form and obviously represents a stable in Great Nick. So time to get the choice there in the 6.50. On to the 7.20. A very wide open handicap here, but I'm a massive fan and always have been of Like an Open Book from the Johnny Burke stable. This horse has always caught my eye in decent hurdle races throughout the winter, and comes here off the back of an excellent effort at the Galway Festival when fancied to go well in a competitive mare's handicap. In the end, won by Rivetto, who proved how good that form was by winning on the flat subsequently. And this horse has got exactly the same chance of doing pretty much the same thing off a mark of just 68. This horse has also won on the flat as well, and winning a maiden at Ross Common, a similar track to today's, beating Minnie Darhill, who's a decent and certainly no back number from the Ted Wall stable, in convincing fashion when last seen on the level back in May. Soft ground won't inconvenience this horse. In fact, it'll improve its chances. I do think this horse, based on what it does over hurdles, being rated and in around the 120 mark, is off a very favourable mark here to exploit. So, Like an Open Book, very unexposed, a very confident choice there in the 7.20. On to the penultimate contest then, and this race really does revolve around Runyon Rattler and his ability to translate his hurdle form back to the flat. He was in quite deep the last day, when he ran on the last day of the meeting behind Top of the Ra in a very competitive 0-140 handicap, but he ran quite well, only just fading on the running. When last seen on the flat, he finished second to Rolana on heavy ground at Clonmel, and prior to that he was third behind Prospectus. All these form lines really add up to suggest that he's particularly well handicapped off a mark of just 54. He's a front runner, so this track should suit him, and providing Kevin Manning doesn't go all the way around the inside and the swamp by the time they run the penultimate race and ruin his chances, I do think this Runyon Rattlers could end up winning that penultimate contest quite comfortably. On to the 8.20 then, and again we've got another horse here who looks particularly well handicapped on the exploits of his runs over hurdles, and that's Randall's Your Poet. Now, Randall's Your Poet had the unfortunate tag of being the bridesmaid and never the bride, because virtually every time he ran over hurdles he kept getting nutted. I mean, I think he touched 101 in running last time out when we saw him down in Limerick. The time before that he looked as though he got the race in his pocket, and you'd have to suggest he is a little bit of a chancy proposition, because he travels well in his race, he always looks as though he's going to win, and then for some reason he just doesn't put it all in once he gets his head in front. So bearing that in mind, Shane Foley's going to have to be right on his mettle tonight. Now, there's no doubt that this horse is well handicapped off 46. You know, he's about a 115, 120 horse over hurdles. He has got a ton of talent. He's just got to be literally dropped right on the line. So, here, like I say, you wouldn't totally bet against him, but at the same time, you wouldn't have your absolute life savings on him. Therefore, if you can get an each-way bet to nothing, I think you're on a pretty safe win-win situation then, in the sense you get a free shot at the stumps. I noticed that William Hill are going 4-1 quarterly odds about Randall's Your Poet, and it's hard to see him not running well here, given his run style and the way he often shapes in his races. So I will go with Randall's Your Poet, and hopefully he can turn it over a new leaf and finally show what he can do in the final contest. Okay, that's it for now. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. There's no Irish Racing for us on Tuesday, which gives me a chance to have a little bit of a respite. And it's Garen on Wednesday for us. Seven races there, beginning at 5:10. So hopefully you can tune into the podcast on Wednesday morning. Until then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.